Countdown. New Country 93.5. Drop
it. Time to fire them up. The hottest country stars with the 20 hottest country songs.
Hey, y'all, this is Jaco.
Hey, everyone, this is Keith Devin.
Dan and Shay.
Hey, everybody, I'm Kenny Chesney.
This is Paul McGuire's Country Countdown.
Hey, I'm Paul McGuire. Welcome to the Countdown, coming to you from downtown Toronto. We've got your country covered. Coming up in the next 2 hours, a chat with our trending track artist, Chevy Beaulieu. New music from Luke Bryan and news about another major musician converting to country. All right, let's get started. And this week, we start with Bailey Zimmerman, who started the week by teasing a brand new collaboration with Luke Combs called Backup Plan. Here's a taste.
Got a fire, don't lose it. If you gotta do it, die, dream, do it. If you got something to prove, go on and prove it. Don't let nobody clip your wings. Keep your head down, keep on the blinders. Tune out the doubters and all the closed minders. If it's in your blood, falling down enough to change who you were born to be. And get back up, that's the only backup plan you need.
Tasty. That one is coming soon, but we have some brand new Bailey Zimmerman for you right now, making its Countdown debut this week at number 20. This is Holy Smokes.
Well, I was only scared of the devil and her dad. So we parked somewhere we knew they'd never look. No, I never seen nothing like her, playing with the flame of her mama's lighter. No, it wasn't very long before I was hooked. Heaven was a preacher's spot in that first church parking lot. Her hanging on to me like a cross on a rearview does. Her eyes were blue, the words were red on that half pack of cigarettes. It's 17, that's what hallelujah was. Life wasn't heavy in the back of that Chevy, me, her, and the Holy Ghost. Something about us, hell of a rush, falling in love, lighting up them holy smokes. They run us off, we come running back. And we pick up where we left off the night before. Said I pissed off, would your mama be if we walked in there and you married me? Even if we never made it through them open doors. Heaven was a preacher's spot in that first church parking lot. Forgives, but I can't forget when. Heaven was a preacher's spot in that first church parking lot. Her hanging on to me like a cross on a rearview does. Her eyes were blue, the words were red on that half-pack of cigarettes. It's 17, that's what hallelujah was. Life wasn't heavy in the back of that Chevy, me, her, and the Holy Ghost. Something bad.
It's Paul McGuire's Country Countdown, number 19.
He ain't worth the double you're drinking, why not take a shot on me? Those eyes coming through the door, bluer than
and an ice cold can of Coors. That payback dress painted on. I could tell somebody must have done you wrong when you sat down. Said whatever you're having, I'll have the same. I said, how about we get to forgetting about what's his name? He ain't worth the double you're drinking, leaving you single. What does he thinking? Misery loves company, so why not take a shot on me? If you're in this bar cause you broke your heart, baby, it ain't hard to see that he ain't worth the double you're drinking. Why not take a shot on me? Your tequila glass keeps getting closer to mine. There's a green light glowing in your neon eyes. I'll next round bet you some 1-2-step with a guy like me is what you need tonight. He ain't worth the double you're drinking, leaving you single. What was he thinking? Misery loves company, so why not take a shot on me? If you're in this bar cause you broke your heart, baby, it ain't hard to see. He ain't worth the double you're drinking. Why not take a shot on me? Take a shot, take a shot, take a shot on me. Let's have a night, get that guy. Baby, take a shot on me. He ain't worth the double you're drinking, leaving you single. What was he thinking? Misery loves company, so why not take a shot on me? If you're in this bar cause you broke your heart, baby, it ain't hard to see that he ain't worth the double you're drinking. Why not take a shot on me? If he ain't worth the double you're drinking, why not take a shot on me? Why not take a shot on me? Why not take a shot on me?
The latest from Jade Eagleson, Worth the Double. In at 19 for a second week in a row on the countdown. Bailey Zimmerman right before that at 20 with the countdown debut of Holy Smokes. Jess Moskaluk just announced a huge tour that crosses the country this fall. She starts west and heads east in September, wrapping things up in November. And she'll have lots of new music to show off when she does hit the road, including this next track. Here is Jess and Life for Me, in at number 18 for a second week in a row.
I don't want to talk about your city lights, living like uptown, downtown, not a star in the sky. Backyards like I'm big, make you want to buy a ring. Not much in the sticks, but we got everything. Cornfed, cornbread, it's the high life. I said what I said, you know.
Small town.
It's Paul McGuire's Country Countdown. Number 17.
Blaring out the window with a goodbye wave. Oh, I was red wings in the dirt and tired of this town. She was, see you later, boy, in college bound. I remember CRCY on an Alabama plate. 100 watts of leaving Chevy red on my face. Oh, it was so damn hard, and I ain't gonna lie. And it's still there when I close my eyes. She thinks she's grown. We're all first car, first date, WLD on a license plate. Now ain't life crazy? Yeah.
Dallas Smith, CRZY, down two spots to 17 on the countdown. Dallas's pal Jess Moskaluk right before that at 18. Life for Me, right where we left it last week. On the other side of the break, Thelma and James, Brett Kissel, and Riley Green, plus a flashback from Bon Jovi. Thanks for hanging the countdown. We'll be right back.
Paul McGuire's Country Countdown. More next.
Wanted posters are going up all over Toronto. Everybody wants to lasso the new Country 93.5 interrupting cash cow. And for good reason. $500 is a pretty beefy reward. Just ask these satisfied cattle rustlers.
Yay! Sully, how are you today?
I'm good, how are you?
Good. Would you be so much better if you just won $500?
I would be so much better.
Congratulations, you're $500 richer.
That's incredible.
Dawn, you just scored $500.
Oh my God, really? Should I win?
Listen for the interrupting cash cow to crash into your favorite new country songs. Then call 416-872-2935 and you could stick your claim to $500.
Thank you so much.
Move on over to newcountry935.com for a sneak peek at where she'll crop up next. The interrupting cash cow. New Country 93.5.
I'm Mark Carney. I know people are anxious right now. President Trump has created a crisis. Well, I've led people through crises my entire career. I've worked with prime ministers from both parties to solve big problems for Canadians. And right now, we're facing the biggest crisis of our lifetimes. And we need serious leadership and a real plan. That's what you'll get if you vote Liberal.
Authorized by the registered agent for the Liberal Party of Canada.
When you get a Subaru with symmetrical full-time all-wheel drive and class-leading safety included, it's like you also get a Subaru that comes with a multi-dog transporter, mud navigator, a Rainmaster slope pilot, remote campsite finder, a moose country guide, a gravel handler, a very slushy surface controller, windy road stabilizer, spinning wheel avoider, a four-legged mammal attractor, surprise snow detector, plus a... Oh, and we're out of time. Subaru is the multi-tool that masters every unpredictable weather condition. Visit your local Subaru dealer for great lease and finance options.
Did you lock the front door?
Check.
Close the garage door?
Yep.
Installed window sensors, smoke sensors, and HD cameras with night vision?
No.
And you set up credit card transaction alerts, a secure VPN for a private connection, and continuous monitoring for our personal info on the dark web?
I'm looking into it.
Stress less about security. Choose security solutions from TELUS for peace of mind at home and online. Visit telus.com/totalsecurity to learn more. Conditions apply.
Countdown.
Welcome back to the Countdown. When I spoke with Mackenzie Porter and her hubby Jake about their new duo, Thelma and James, we talked about the fact that it took them a long time to decide to write a song together, but once they got started, they discovered that they had lots to sing about together.
We held off on it only because we were busy with other things.
Yeah.
And then when we wrote this song, it was pretty natural and felt really good. Like, just us writing Happy I'd Rescue, like Max says, it went really quickly. It went really quickly and just kind of smoothly. And so that feeling, I think, has continued, you know?
We've now written, like, oh my gosh, a lot of songs in the last month.
Really?
And we do write really well together. Yeah, we've written, oh my gosh, how many songs? 30?
Come on!
A lot of them, really, really cool songs. So that's nice. It's nice that we wrote Happy Ever After You and it felt so nice, and now we're writing others and it feels so nice. So yeah, to answer your question, I think there wasn't really hesitation with us working together. It was just something we didn't do. And now we are doing it.
We'll talk about this song as the one that started it all. Here's Thelma and James and Happy Ever After You, in at number 16 for a second week in a row.
I got an old half-pack of black Pall Malls. I can smoke now, won't get no shade at all. I got half a mind to give you a call, but I ain't chasing after you.
There's a little more room in my chest than yours. I got a fist-sized mark in my bedroom door. I got half a mind to probably more to cover up this old tattoo. I got a hole in my heart. I got a picture of you and me circa 2019, don't know why I kept it. I got a story I tell myself until my face is in the blue, but I got no happy ever after you.
Walking around this house that just won't turn loose. I got a hole in my heart down near the size of Texas, and I think you left it. I got a picture of you and me circa 2019, don't know why I kept it. I got a story I tell myself until my face is in the blue, but I got no happy ever.
2019, don't know why I kept it. I got a story I tell myself until my face is in the blue, but I got no happy ever after you.
Counting down the hottest songs of the week. Paul McGuire's Country Countdown. Number 15.
Barstool sitting, got some Lynchburg swimming in a rocks glass, feeling right. She walks in and gets her heart skipping, thinking how you gonna break the ice. She brushes against her shoulder, it's revving up your motor. Yeah, she's so damn pretty, you're just trying to keep it steady. Buddy, let me give you my advice. If a drink runs dry, don't waste time. Get the bartender, pour another one. If she says let's dance, tip
Kissel, another one down, one spot to 15 on the countdown. Thelma and James before that. Happy Ever After You, holding steady at 16 this week. Okay, let's flashback.
One song can bring back a thousand memories. It's a flashback on Paul McGuire's Country Countdown.
To 2005, John Bon Jovi and Richie Sambora write a song inspired by the love they have for their home state of New Jersey. And they realize that the song might actually have country crossover potential, so they record two versions, a Bon Jovi-only version and a version boosted by a country star. At first, John Bon wanted Keith Urban to join him for the country version and play the banjo, but that didn't work out. Their voices were so similar, and for some reason, the banjo didn't sound right. Then someone suggested the distinct and unmistakable vocal talents of Jennifer Nettles. and the rest is history. Both versions are included on the Bon Jovi album Have a Nice Day, and both went to number one, the version with Jennifer Nettles, giving Bon Jovi the distinction of becoming the first rock band to have a number one hit on the country charts. And it turbo boosted the profile of Sugarland. Everybody wins, and now you do too, because you get to listen to Bon Jovi and Jennifer Nettles and Who Says You Can't Go Home. This week's flashback. Who Says You Can't Go Home, this week's flashback. Back to the chart with Riley Green, who wrote his latest single, Worst Way, by himself. Riley has four songs on his latest album, Don't Mind If I Do, that were solo rights. Writing solo isn't super common these days, but it's not rare for Riley. I Wish Grandpa's Never Died was a solo mission, though he added his grandfathers as co-writers on that song. They were the inspiration for it. Riley spoke about always trying to get better at his chosen craft.
I'm certainly motivated to be better. You know, I mean, I've had quite a bit of success that I never thought I'd have. So, you know, you look at songwriting as something that you can become better at and do a better job at. And I think that I've always used the crowd every week to kind of help shape my songwriting, what songs do well, what lines really stand out, what I think gets this type of reaction. So that's why a lot of those solo writes or some of my bigger songs probably is because I'm seeing that every night when I go out and play a show. And it's certainly nice to be able to write songs that evoke some type of emotion.
Up three spots to number 14, this is Riley Green and Worst Way.
Tonight I ain't bringing no wine. Tonight I ain't bringing no roses. Talking would take too much time. I think I just better show you. Let's turn the lights down. Let's get right down to it. As soon as I walk in the door, I don't wanna be out of line. But girl, I can't wait anymore. I want you in the worst way.
Way up three spots this week to number 14. On the other side of the break, Cody Johnson, Cameron Whitcomb, and Josh Ross. Plus, the news from Nashville. We'll be right back.
Paul McGuire's Country Countdown. More next. New Country.
Thanks for spending your day with Toronto's New Country. 93.5.
Phasing now at Lexus on the Park. During the Lexus 5-day event, enjoy lease rates as low as 0.9%, up to 48 months, up to 2% rate reductions, and a $1,000 delivery credit on the Lexus NX250. Plus, exclusive offers you'll only find here. Lock in your rate today. Details at lexusonthepark.ca or 1075 Leslie Street, just north of Eglinton. Lexus on the Park. Experience amazing now.
Wendy's most important deal of the day has a fresh lineup. Pick any two breakfast items for $4. New four-piece French toast sticks, bacon or sausage wrap, biscuit or English muffin sandwiches, small hot coffee, and more. Limited time only at participating Wendy's, taxes extra.
Markham's frontline workers are being pushed too far. Low pay, poor schedules, no fair deal. They plow snow, fix roads, and run key city programs. But Mayor Scarpidian council still aren't listening. It's time to act. Email Mayor Scarpidian your counselor. Demand fairness now for the workers who keep our city running. Visit qp905.com/support-markham-workers. These workers show up for us. Now they need us to show up for them. Don't wait. Our city's workers need your voice today. Thank you from QP905.
Hey, Linda, did you see last night's windstorm knocked over the mailbox? Again?
No, but the gust shattered my front window. Again.
And took out another tree in the backyard. Again.
Looks like Mother Nature's redecorating.
Again.
Severe weather in Ontario is becoming an everyday part of life, and we all pay the price. In fact, last year was one of the worst ever. Canada's insurance industry is working hard to help you adapt, recover, and protect the things we love. Learn more at ibc.ca/tomorrow.
You're listening to Paul McGuire's Country Countdown.
Welcome back to the countdown. Right back into it with Cody Johnson and Carrie Underwood, down 7 positions this week to number 13. This is I'm Gonna Love You.
Stars are gonna light up a midnight sky. The sun's gonna burn on the 4th of July. Tides are gonna turn with the pull of the moon. And I'm gonna love you.
Birds will fly south when the winter comes. Snow's gonna fall and rivers gonna run. April's gonna rain and flowers gonna bloom. And I'm gonna love you.
So good that it almost hurts. Steady and true as a Bible verse. My heart skips just thinking of you. Go on and bet it all, baby, we can't lose. Earth's gonna shake every now and then. Some runaway roads are gonna dead end. Time's gonna put a few lines on our face.
We can cover it up, but hair's gonna gray.
Life's gonna fly and be gone too soon. And I'm gonna love you. Baby, I'm gonna love you.
Country Countdown, number 12.
I've spent so long trying to make right all my wrongs, but I miss being stoned, cause it would make this easy. If I give myself an inch, hell, I might take them all. And she can't take my calls when I'm too drunk to dial. I love to sugarcoat this, dethrone all my roses, but you caught me in my lowest. that she'd hate me for who I am and not the man whose hands were shaky. I finally seen a sunrise and I cannot believe it. Curtains open, wishing she was here to see it. And I thought that I could handle both ends of that candle, but I'm throwing in the towel. All the damn philosophies telling me how this is supposed to work. I've been afraid of growing up and losing friends I used to trust. But stone and rock don't mix with loving her. Does that make me
Cameron Whitcomb, quitter, down 3 spots to number 12 on the countdown. Cody Johnson and Carrie Underwood. Right before that at 13, I'm Gonna Love You, dropping 7 spots this week. All right, it is time to grab your burner phones and travel down to the capital city of the Volunteer State, Nashville, Tennessee. BNA Bravo November Alpha on your luggage tags and find out what in the wide, wide world of country music is going on down there. It's the Music City Minute.
And now, Paul McGuire's Music City Minute.
Eric Church revealed that he had one major struggle when making his next album, Evangeline vs. the Machine, deciding which songs would actually make it. He explained that when deciding which songs to record, it depended on his mood, his temperament, and what instruments were available in the studio on the particular day that they were recording. He said, "There are a lot of songs that are great songs that we thought about for this project, and it just didn't fit what we had in the room. I think that was maybe the biggest challenge of this album, was finding songs that I wanted to do creatively, but also fit what the room could do creatively." Even if Eric loved a song, if it didn't fit the room that day, it didn't get cut. You can hear what the room allowed the hippy-dippy son of a gun to record all 8 songs when Evangeline vs. the Machine comes out May 2nd. For the most part, Kelsea Ballerini has been an open book about her life when it comes to her relationship with her fans. Until now, Kelsea recently spilled the tea on a secret that she kept throughout her entire Live on Tour trek, which wrapped up April 9th. No, she's not pregnant. However, she did parade this hidden truth in front of the crowd every single show. In fact, she didn't even try to hide it. It was on full display night after night. The secret was her hair. Kelsea decided to wear a wig for each performance rather than put her hair through the styling trauma it would have taken to achieve her flawless look. And apparently, she nicknamed her wig. What did she name it? Rufus! And finally, you can go ahead and add Akon to the ever-growing list of artists from outside of country music who are very eager to get in on the country game. Akon, the hip-hop artist who has had multiple number one collabs with Eminem, Snoop Dogg, and David Guetta, has shared his master plan to move into the country club. It's a pretty unique approach. He said, "I'm actually redoing my whole catalog in country. This has been an idea for years, like forever. This project has been in motion for the last 5 years, but starting next month, y'all gonna start seeing all the releases." Well, he already says y'all, so I guess he's in. It is about 2 weeks shy of the 1 year anniversary of Post Malone crossing over, so Akon just might work. In honor of that upcoming anniversary, here is Post Malone and Morgan Wallen, and I Had Some Help. Still a banger.
Leave it.
Post Malone and Morgan Wallen. I had some help coming out of the Music City Minute. Back to the chart with Josh Ross in at number 11, which is where we left it last week. This is Leave Me Too.
If I was your drink, I'd get you buzzing and remembering things. Thinking about us, and girl, if I was your radio, I'd play our song every hour on the hour all night long. If I was your church, I would preach on forgiveness. If I was your phone, I'd call me out the blue. If I was your town, I'd be nothing but red lights, turning them tails into headlights. But girl, if I were you, I'd pedal down that Mustang and I'd never look back. Pour gasoline on everything and strike that match. Get a cover-up tattoo, put me in that rear view. Yeah, girl, if I were you, I'd leave me too. Here in the dust, middle finger up because of my name. If I could go back, I swear to God I'd do it different than that. Turns out your mama was right, yeah, you can do better, and it's gonna haunt me forever. But girl, if I were you, I'd pedal down that Mustang and I'd never look back. Pour gasoline on everything and strike that match. Get a cover-up tattoo, put me in that rear view. Yeah, girl, if I were you, my name, or bad sky, get baptized in that goodbye rain. Heaven knows I can't undo all the hell I put you through. Yeah, girl, if I were you, I'd leave me too. I'd leave me too. But girl, if I were you, I'd pedal down.
Josh Ross, Leave Me Too, in at number 11 for a second week in a row. On the other side of the break, we will break into the top 10 with Kane Brown and shine a spotlight on brand new music from Luke Bryan. Thanks for hanging the countdown. We'll be right back.
Counting down the 20 hottest country songs. Paul McGuire's Country Countdown. We'll be right back.
Come on, let's go.
New country.
Got a new song.
New country.
New country, 93.5.
Get ready to discover your future at Centennial College's Spring Open House. Today, you're invited to explore all Centennial campuses and learning sites. Find out about programs and services, speak with faculty and staff, and get info on financial aid, scholarships, and more. Discover how Centennial can help you build a future that works for you. Register today at centennialcollege.ca. Don't just get an education. Get ready to thrive at Centennial College.
Paul, you up?
Yeah.
Why, Paul?
Oh, I can't stop thinking about how much money I spent on this new mattress. I keep worrying it wasn't worth it.
It wasn't, Paul. You should have got the new mattress from IKEA like me. So affordable, so comfy, cozy, so much support for my aching back.
Then why can't you sleep?
Because I love to talk to my friend Paul.
Visit IKEA today and start sleeping better tomorrow with everything you need for the bedroom of your dreams.
When you get into a new RAV4, you might suddenly find yourself camping, even if the closest you've been to nature is your houseplants. Because with all-wheel drive, you can get in and right out of there. All that's left to do is drive it home. Get in and go right now at Toyota, where you can lease a 2025 RAV4 LE all-wheel drive from $106 weekly for 36 months at 5.69% with $2,500 down. Visit shoptoyota.ca or your local Ontario Toyota dealer today.
Did you lock the front door?
Check.
Close the garage door?
Yep.
Installed window sensors, smoke sensors, and HD cameras with night vision?
No.
And you set up credit card transaction alerts, a secure VPN for a private connection, and continuous monitoring for our personal info on the dark web?
I'm looking into it.
Stress less about security. Choose security solutions from TELUS for peace of mind at home and online. Visit telus.com/totalsecurity to learn more. Conditions apply.
New Country 93.5 Toronto.
Your country station.
Is CFXJFM, a Stingray radio station.
Get rewarded with the no annual fee PC MasterCard and get up to $750 back in points every year on everything that makes you, you. No limits, just rewards on your terms. Can your cashback card do that? Visit pcfinancial.ca for details and conditions.
The federal election is on Monday, April 28th. Are you planning to vote? Check your voter information card or visit elections.ca to find out where and when to vote. Polls are open for 12 hours. Don't forget to bring accepted ID. If you're not registered to vote, you can register at your assigned polling station.
For the official information you need to vote, visit elections.ca or call 1-800-463-6868. It's our vote.
Wendy's most important deal of the day has a fresh lineup. Pick any two breakfast items for $4. New four-piece French toast sticks, bacon or sausage wraps, biscuit or English muffin sandwiches, small hot coffee, and more. Limited time only at participating Wendy's, taxes extra.
It's a Countdown Extra.
Extra.
Extra. On Paul McGuire's Country Countdown.
The Voice is doubling up on mega mentors for season 27. Leanne Rimes and Sheryl Crow will give their insight to the remaining contestants. This marks Leanne's first appearance on the American version of The Voice. She's been a coach on both the Australian and UK versions. Sheryl, on the other hand, was a team advisor for Blake during season 4. Danielle Bradbury, a member of Team Blake at the time, would go on to win the season, becoming the youngest competitor to do so at the age of 16. Here is Leanne Rimes and One Way Ticket.
Country Countdown.
Welcome back to the countdown. Kane Brown has a major sponsor for his tour this year, and it's Canadian Crown Royal, which is produced in Manitoba and Ontario, has partnered with Kane for a second year, returning as the official whiskey sponsor of the North American leg of his High Road Tour. Here is a man with good taste, Kane Brown, and backseat driver up two positions this week to number 10.
It's 7:30 in the morning in a Mickey D's drive-through. And two muffins, one coffee, and a little bitty orange juice. I saw a man with a sign on the corner. I rolled my window down, handed him a dollar. That's when I heard her ask, "Hey, Daddy, who's that?" And before I could answer back, she said, "Daddy, look, there's a plane in the sky. Are we there yet? Did you just see that dog run by? The squirrels have houses in the trees. Why God put stingers on honeybees? It's crazy all the things she sees on the side of the road out of that window beside her. I wish I could be more like her. My little dangling feet, pretty and pink backseat driver." Later on that day on the highway back home, I saw a lady in a black Mercedes yelling at her phone. She flew by me with her finger in the air, and I had to act like I didn't care. And that's when I heard her ask, "Daddy, why was she so mad?" Before I could answer back, she said, "Daddy, can you please turn up the radio? Hey, what are you pushing with your feet that makes us go? The squirrels have houses in the trees. Why God put stingers on honeybees? It's crazy all the things she sees on the side of the road out of that window beside her. I wish I could be more like her. My little dangling feet, pretty and pink backseat driver. One day I'll look back and I'll miss when my whole world wasn't over that dash. It was back there buckled in, saying, 'Daddy, look, there's a plane in the sky. Are we there yet? Did you just see that dog run by? The squirrels have houses in the trees. Why would God put a stinger on a honeybee? It's crazy all the things he sees on the side of the road out of that window beside her. I wish I could be more like her. My little dangling feet, pretty and pink backseat driver. Backseat driver." 7:30 in the morning in a Mickey D's drive-thru. Two muffins, one coffee, and a little bitty orange juice.
Counting down the 20 hottest country songs. Paul McGuire's Country Countdown, number 9.
Check my pulse and my heart still beating. Exhale, I think I'm still breathing. Both feet on the ground, but something's changed. I've been playing with black keys, baby, and my friends swear I've gone crazy. I don't know how to act, I don't know what to say. 'Cause all my
There's guys that can't communicate.
Megan Maroney, Am I Okay? Up one spot to number 9 on the countdown. Kane Brown right before that at 10. Backseat Driver up 2 spots this week. Okay, it is time to flash forward.
Using our crystal ball to predict the next hot star on this countdown. It's Paul McGuire's Flash Forward.
And play a track that just might be a hit in the future. It's the latest from Luke Bryan's album, Mind of a Country Boy.
Country Song Came On is like a honky-tonk gem for me. When I heard it, I was like, you know, it brings me back to the days when I was playing a lot of honky-tonks early in my career. And the fact that I was able to put ETC, which is a nod to Earl Thomas Conley, one of my favorite artists ever, just makes me smile every time I hear it. And this song will definitely make you want to drink a draft beer.
Here is Luke Bryan and Country Song Came On, this week's Flash Forward.
Another long, hard working day gone. Time to pack it up and head on home. Sun's gonna rise and I know I gotta do it all over again. There's only 2 ways through this town and I don't ever take the other way around. I see the lights and I slow down. It's like they pull me in. I was gonna drive by, wasn't gonna stop. My old truck found a front row spot. Gonna drop in, but I wasn't gonna stay. Then I heard a bar stool calling my name. Wasn't gonna let the bar twist my arm, but I'm helpless in a honky-tonk. Said I wasn't gonna drink. And then a country song came on. For keeping that name.